This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Syria on the BetRivers Network.
Well, hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Serie A podcast brought to you in association with Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. International break over. Next up, World Cup for the national teams, although not, of course, Italy. I keep saying this when Danielle is on the show. Sorry about this.
Thank you, Beth. Yeah. Well, we got the Nations League finals now. Who cares? I mean,
yeah. Exactly. That's the big one. Yeah. We're still going to try and boost your bank ahead of the finals because there's some really good bets in Serie A over the course of the next few months. We've got week 8 coming up in the company of Danielle and myself, Dan Roebuck. A profitable week, fortnight ago. We're inching into the green. So that's good news. Yes. We've got six of the best coming up. So Danielle has identified six bets over the course of this Serie A weekend. So there's an awful lot to get through today. We're going to kick off, Danielle, with the league leaders here, Napoli. Just before you get your tip, you know, I keep asking about this because I think it's always intriguing to see how the market reacts to teams doing well. And now Napoli plus 300. Second favourites for Scudetto. Should we start taking them seriously, or is it just like last season when they started well and you think they might fall apart? What's your view just from a title point of view?
Last year, they went 12 games unbeaten. Now they are 11, considering also last season. I think as a starting 11, Napoli are second to none. It's when the rotation comes in and when the fatigue will come in, we will see how deep and how strong is this Napoli squad. For me, it's stronger than last year. And for me, they got a stronger mentality than last year. But this is going to be very, very competitive. They can be in the mix for sure until the end, as they were last season, really. It's going to be a lot on home form. So I think the game on Saturday is going to tell us quite a lot about this Napoli.
Well, they take on Torino. Napoli -177 to win the game. Torino +450. The draw +320. Over and under mark is 2.5 goals. -132, -104. For over and under, respectively, here. Obviously, Napoli still without Osimhen, I think, Daniele, yep, for this one. So, scoring the first two games of the season, has been missing recently. It's not really stopped Napoli so far. What do you like here? Talk us through your tip for Napoli-Torino.
I like a high-scoring game, but not as much. So, if you go under 2.75 goals, so you are covered whether it's going to end with three goals, you lose only half your stake. That's at -125. Why? Because I think Napoli are going to be on the front foot for this one. But as you mentioned, they do still miss Osimhen. They will miss Politano. It's been good, you know, a couple of goals in Champions League and in Serie A. And I think they're going to find a strong opposition against Torino in terms of a team that is very physical, that runs a lot, that likes to press high. So it's going to make their life a little bit more difficult. So if it's going to be a win for Napoli, it might not be a win with a lot of goals. Of course, Napoli are going to apply the same pressure and the same possession that they had in the other games. And I think against Milan, they were magnificent the way they were stretching the Milan defense. But they were a little bit lucky, I think, in the end. Perhaps they didn't deserve all the 3 points. But in terms of mentality and how this team has grown only in the space of 10 games, it's really astounding. They got the best attack of Serie A. 8 difference goal scorer. They get a Raspadori really in form after the national break because he scored 2 goals for Italy, 1 against England, 1 against Hungary, and they play an opposition that they normally negotiate very well. They are unbeaten in the last 10 home games against Torino and in the 14 games in all competition against the Granada. Now, when it comes to Torino, it's the flip side of the coin. They lost 2 games 1-0 with 2 late goals, the one from Brozovic at Inter and the Sassuolo goal at Torino. I mean, they were a little bit unlucky, especially against Inter. They deserve much more from the game. But maybe if the goals are start to drying up a little bit for Torino, I know they haven't got a recognized number 9, a central striker. So the return of the Russian Miranchuk, who started the season so well, is going to help. And the goal difference of Torino is only minus one. Let's see, because I think Napoli could be winning this one. But then, as I mentioned before, the rotation and the busy schedule, there is Ajax midweek for Napoli. So let's see how they move on. But for this one, I'm pretty confident Napoli could win it, but I'm going to go for under 2.75 goals, minus 125.
That's the selection. Just one question on Raspadori, because he's a player. Am I right in saying that the start of the season probably wasn't first choice, but he's getting games because others are injured? He's not necessarily a central striker, but he's scoring for Italy as well. He's around about plus 600 when it comes to first player to score. Is he going to get an extended run in the team? Is he going to play more centrally? What's your thoughts?
I think it's going to be Simeone playing more central in Raspadori, just off him, drifting from the right-hand side and sometimes changing position with Kvaratskhelia. The good thing is about Raspadori, despite being not one of the most physical strikers in Serie A, his technique is so good and he strikes the ball really, really well. England knows something about it. And, you know, I think he's a player that has taken his chance really well also in the Champions League, and he's going to get many more minutes for sure for Napoli.
Be interesting to watch his progress. Watch out for under 2.75. That's the selection as Napoli league leaders get the weekend underway with an afternoon kickoff locally against Torino. Let's move on to Inter against Roma. Massive game as per usual. Inter plus 350 for the title at the moment. This is seventh versus sixth. Just looking at some of the stats for this one, Inter conceding 11 this season, joint most outside of the bottom four. I mean, do we associate that with Inter? I mean, they're conceding goals at the moment, aren't they?
No, they're not. And if you project that figure till the end of the season, that makes 60 goals conceded, the same amount of goals that Genoa conceded last season. Genoa are in Serie B, by the way, this season. Are Inter going to go relegated? I don't think they are. But then the question mark is, all the effort to keep Skriniar, to rejecting the offer from PSG for the defender, and now they are leaking goals. It's not just a Skriniar fault, of course, but I think they've lost tranquility, they've lost cohesion, and maybe they've lost a little bit the eyes of the tiger, if you like, that they had with Conte. I think it's also physical things as well. So let's see how they come back from the international break for a big game that goes before the game against Barcelona, which is a decider in the Champions League. A bit of news, bad news for Inter, because Brozovic picked up an injury with Croatia, so he's going to be out, and he's so important for Inter. Last year, when Brozovic was not there, that's where they lost the title. So, is there going to be a chance for Aslani, the young Aslani, the very talked about Aslani, 20 years old Albanian, only played 29 minutes so far for Inter. Let's see if Inzaghi throws him in. No Lukaku, unfortunately, for Inter, still out. He might go back for Barcelona. Çalhanoğlu is back. You know, if you look at the number of Inters, the offensive numbers in terms of goals scored are there. They've scored three more goals than when they won the title with Conte at the same stage of the season. Actually, they got the same point. So they might say, well, now we're going to kick on. We've done this before. The thing is, they concede far too much. And yes, I mean, against Udinese, they got overrun.
So the selection, what do we like? We're looking for goals in this one.
We're looking for goals. We're looking for both teams to score an over 2.5 goals, so to give a nice plus 107. Why? Because I think also the numbers of Roma offensively going forward are good. Actually, Roma, in terms of expected goals, it's the highest in Serie A, 14, but they only score 8. So they just need to be more clinical, especially against top teams, because this has been always a problem for Roma in the last three seasons. Very good against small teams, against top teams, somehow they fluff the lines and they cannot finish the games off. Against Atalanta, the 2 weekends ago, I think they were especially unlucky. They would deserve at least a point, but in the end, it was a smash and grab from Atalanta. So I think Roma still are adjusting to the fact that Dybala is on the side, so sometimes they look a little bit unbalanced, but when they get the chances, they need to convert it. By the way, Dybala is going to be on the bench because he's traveling back from South America, so I'm expecting Zaniolo, who's returning fully fit, and Abraham to start. And Dybala come on the second half. No Mourinho, is suspended, so he's not gonna get a reception from the Inter fans, or maybe he will. If you look at the head-to-head between these two teams, Inter are unbeaten in 10 against Roma, and in the last 5 in Milan, and Roma have lost 3 of the last 5, only one away clean sheet so far, also the bad defeats against Ludogorets. So whoever whoever is going to win this one needs to score, I think, more than one goal. Let's put it that way. So both to score over 2.5 goals plus 107.
Plus 107, a little bit bigger than even money. We like that one for Inter against Roma. Let's move on to Empoli against Milan. Milan still Scudetto favourites, plus 250. They are short price away to Empoli, minus 162. Empoli, plus 440. Draw, plus 305. What are you liking in this one? We're focusing on the second half performance here of both of these teams, Daniele. Talk us through the bet.
I like the over 1.5 goals in the second half, which gives you, again, plus 108, because I think these are two teams that are attacking, especially Empoli. They're getting much better, this team. You know, they started slowly, but now they are finding the good rhythm, the good form that they had last season at the beginning of the season. It's a team that is very young. It's the second youngest team in Serie A. So they still make mistakes. They're still a little bit naive, but they're improving. They're creating chances. And I don't think for Milan, this is going to be so straightforward, if you like. But also, I looked at how these teams have performed in the second halves so far in Serie A. Both teams have won more points in the second half of games than in the first half. And normally, especially Milan, they score more goals in the second half as they go on because they got that resilience, they got that team spirit, they got the fact that they never surrender, if you like. And, you know, against Napoli, again, they score in the second half, they hit the bar with Kalulu at the end, so they could have scored a couple of goals at least. Good news for Milan, Leao is returning. Bad news, they're missing Maignan. He picked a bad injury with France. I don't think they're going to miss much his goalkeeping, because his goalkeeping is excellent. But, you know, Tatarusano last year had a brilliant record in goal. What they're going to miss a lot is distribution, the way Maignan plays with the feet and with the hands. Also without Kier, without Theo Hernandez, without Florenzi, without Origi. Rebic is doubtful. They go to Chelsea midweek. This is not going to be easy for Milan, but never, never discard Milan to pick up a win there. Could be goals. I think Empoli going to attack, Milan going to attack over 1.5 goals in the second half, plus 108.
Plus 108. Again, we're nudging just a little bit ahead of even money. So a nice return for your money. Interesting that Mannion's out because he's been brilliant, hasn't he, this season. Yeah. But you're right, Tetrasanu is a very competent keeper, even though he's getting towards the end of his career. Although these days with keepers, you're in your mid-30s, you've still probably got another three or four years in you, haven't you? Let's move on. Lazio against Spezia. This is my duty for UK TV. Lunchtime kickoff on Sunday. I'm hoping for goals. I'm slightly concerned because Immobile, of course, was in the Italian squad, but didn't play. Do we think he's going to make this game? Do we think it's a little bit of a smokescreen? Will he play?
If he makes this game, there are going to be a lot of unhappy people, especially in the Italy camp, because he was right next to the plane to go to Budapest with his boarding pass in the hand. Then some people say he got a call from Rome. Anyway, Mancini says he tried until the end. Look, I don't know. Let's see if Immobile plays or not. Whether Immobile plays or not, it makes a lot of a difference from Lazio. By the way, last season, this game finished 6-1. So, Dan, you are hopeful for a good game. At least from the Lazio side, my pick here is Lazio win, despite of Immobile or without Immobile, and under 4.5 goals. So you see, you got a little bit of a parachute there in case Ciro Immobile, who's Lazio top scorer, of course, doesn't play. Now, Lazio, what is the true Lazio? Is the Lazio that we saw in Cremona winning 4-0 and, you know, running riot, or the Lazio that did the horror show against Midtjylland when they lost 5-1? I think the away form of Lazio sometimes is a bit concerning, but, you know, this is a team that is still evolving, is still learning Sarri's tactics. So some of these big slip-ups can happen. Second best attack so far. We talked about Immobile. He's doubtful. Milinkovic-Savic is in great form. He scored. He gave assist at home. 12 goals scored in 5 games so far for Lazio, including the game against the Feyenoord in the Europa League. So you can trust them to score. And now comes to Spezia, which are enjoying the best start of the season ever. They go 8 points. They are unbeaten at home. They won against Sampdoria, but when they play away, they are a complete different team. They lost 3-0 against Inter, 2-0 against Juventus, 1-0 against Napoli, creating pretty much anything. Okay, against top teams, I'm wondering, are they going to go to the Olimpico and again They weren't very proactive in those three games, so they're going to get beaten 2-0, maybe. And also, if you look at the stats of Spezia, they create very little. They are bottom for shots on target. They suffer a lot. So unless they turn it around a bit out away from home, they're going to struggle, or they're just going to keep winning the winnables at home and get saved. We will see. But I think for this one, Lazio is hugely favorite. Also, Lazio only concedes 5 goals so far in Serie A. That's the best defensive start in the last 20 years. So, you know, the addition of Romagnoli certainly gave them something. Lazio win under 4.5 goals, minus 139. Check the lineups, whether Immobile is really injured or not. We'll see.
It'll be interesting to find out. Lazio, a minus 275 just to win the game. So I think you're doing well to squeeze a little bit more value. The Spezia game against Sampdoria, I mean, Sampdoria is such a mess at the moment. I wouldn't really trust Spezia. And I think away from home, as you say, I don't know how ambitious they're going to be. They're plus 675 to win it. But I'm with you on this one. I think it'll be one of those professional Lazio displays. Yeah. All four of their wins in Serie A this season featured under 4.5 goals. I'm with you on this one, minus 139. That's for the game that's on Sunday local time, lunchtime. We've got a couple more Sunday games to get through. Atalanta, plus 900 for the title. We talked about that the bookmakers, the traders at BetRivers are taking notice of Napoli, maybe not so much Atalanta at the moment, but they're short here. They're minus 106 to beat Fiorentina, plus 290, the draw plus 255. Over and under, it's a pick 'em. It's minus 117 overs and unders here. Now, it's not just the BetRivers traders that haven't got too much faith in Atalanta, because Daniele, you're backing against them here, aren't you?
I am backing against them. I'm going to go for a double chance. Fiorentina or draw, Fiorentina or tie, minus 117. Why? Because I think Atalanta have had the best start of Serie A in many, many years, and they got the best defense in Serie A. Who would have thought Atalanta, the all-attacking gung-ho Atalanta? But I think it's not because they, out of a sudden, they become defensively sound and defensively great. It's because Gasperini is becoming more pragmatic. He knows that still hasn't got the right players in the right position. He knows that the balance of this team is not that good. And basically, he's asking his wingbacks not to push forward at the same time. Before, a few years ago, Atalanta's wingbacks, Gosens and Atebur, were basically attackers. Now they attack with less players and they sit back and defend a little bit more. They got the quality to nick a goal. But, you know, if you look at the numbers of the Atalanta strikers, they are very poor. So they're getting goals here and there from Cup Miners, from Scalvini at the Olimpico, but will they be able to continue like this? If they don't change the complexion, I'm not sure. For this one, actually, they got a few injury problems as well. Zapata and Muriel on the bench. Musso, the keeper, is out. At the back, they got a couple of center backs missing as well. With Malinowski, I'm never sure when he's going to turn up, when he's not. So there's going to be the young Højlund up front. They're going to be intense. They're going to be pressing high. I'm not sure they're going to score a lot of goals. Where Fiorentina is completely the opposite. They are winning the number games, fourth for shots, first for crosses, first for corners, first for possession in the opposition half. But where does all this possession go? Nowhere, because they don't score much. Only one goal scored in the last four away games, although they won at the last weekend against Verona 2-0, scoreless in 3 out of 7 games. You wonder whether they're going to click at some point, but they need something more, and they need to be more clinical, of course. But maybe things could turn here. I can't see Atalanta winning this one, to be fair. Minus 117, I think, is a good price for a double chance to two results out of three, either Fiorentina or a draw.
X2 on the match draw. Match win, match betting. So basically, you've got the draw, you've got the away win for you. They're taking points off Napoli and Juventus this season, Fiorentina. I think it's a fair bet. And Atalanta, as you mentioned, 1 or 2 injuries. I think Koopman is going to be fit, isn't he? I think he was out for concussion, was he, for the Dutch national side? But just reading 1 or 2 things on the net, I think he's going to be able to play for this game.
He should be. Well, he's Atalanta top scorer. Top scorer at the moment. So yeah, they do hope he's gonna be able to play.
I think he's going to be all fine. Going to be fine for this weekend. Last one we're going to look at here, Juventus against Bologna. And we've got to talk about the next coach to go market here. And we've talked about it before, but people looking at this will just think, well, Allegri's under so much pressure. He's the favourite to be the next coach out. He's plus 200 to be the next coach to leave. We've talked about it before, and you explained really well on our last podcast a couple of weeks ago that, look, he's on so much money at Juve, and it's a longer than normal contract, isn't it, for Italian teams as well? Is he through to 2024?
I can't remember. 24, yeah.
Yeah. So you know, that's unusual in itself. He's on a huge amount of money. So they're going to have to think more than twice, three times, ten times before they get rid of him.
Who do you get? Who do you get at the moment? With the good replacement, or the courageous choice would have been to get the Zerbi, who went to Brighton, okay?
Yeah.
But they didn't move for him. There is Tuchel, there is Pochettino, there is Zidane. These are high-profile coaches. They're going to change a lot at Juventus. Can they afford it? And Juventus just published their balance book for last year. They only lost a quarter of a million. So, you know, they got an issue or two. Are they able to sack Allegri? The problem with Allegri is that, yes, there is no legacy. There is no project. In a year and a half, you cannot see him having built anything. But there is a big question mark, and there's the big alibi. I haven't got Pogba yet. I haven't got Chiesa yet. Di Maria has been hit and miss. Locatelli is only coming back to fitness this week. So is Chesney. Give him time. I'm going to fix it. That's the idea. No doubt about it. Should they lose this one, I think he's going to go. Okay. After the back of the Monza and the Benfica. If he loses this one, he's going to go, because he's becoming a sort of a national scapegoat, a ridicule figure, you know, a meme subject, etc. So probably he's going to go. Are they going to lose against Bologna? I don't know, because I mean, I was so sure they was going to win against Monza.
Yeah, we all were.
But now the concept of a winnable game for Juventus has to be reinvented. So let's try to break it down a little bit. My pick is over 1.25 goals in the first half plus under 15, because I think Juventus have to be fired up. They need to come out strong. They need to give a good performance in front of the home crowd straight away. Otherwise, they're going to get booed. They're going to get criticized. And the second half is going to be impossible almost to play in that climate. So they need to start really, really strong. Now, they were outplayed by Monza. They were second all the time. But there's been on the international break, and the international break gives back players of Juventus with good confidence. If you watch Serbia playing, you could see, oh, wow, Kostic and Vlahovic actually can pass the ball to each other, and they can assist and they can score. So they probably can do that. Paredes against with Argentina, good game. Bremer, first call up for Brazil. Bonucci against Italy, against England, against Hungary, you know, masterclass, very good. Give the assist to Raspadori as well. So the players are there. They're going to go back with good confidence. Szczesny's back, kept a clean sheet against Wales. Locatelli's back, as I said. They need to kick on. They need to start playing a little bit more. They need to press high and play more in the opposition half. At the moment, they are creating nothing. They are one of the worst teams in terms of chances created. Can they change it? I think they can. I mean, but if anything, they should be at least hard to beat at the back. You know, if you cannot play nice football, 3-5-2, which probably that's what Allegri is going to go finally, be difficult to break at the back with three centre back, Bonucci to start the play, and Bremer man-marking the opposition centre half. They play against a team of Bologna that is very difficult to judge, very difficult to predict, because now they change the manager with Thiago Motta. So I would imagine they slowly will start playing more of attacking football. He likes to play 4-3-3. But maybe it's a bit too soon for him to change that. They conceded 6 goals in 3 away games so far, Bologna. And when you look at where Juventus score most of the goals, and that's why my pick over 1.25 goals in the first half, Juventus has scored 4 goals in the first half of the season when playing at home, 5 if you include the Champions League against Benfica. So normally, they start well the games. Also, they score in the first half away at Fiorentina. The problem is that after they score, they sit back. So now they need to score and continue to score. So plus 1.25 goals in the first half. If there is only one goal in the first half, you lose half your stake. So at least you're a little bit covered. Nonetheless, last season finished 1-1. Bologna gave them a good game.
+115 if you want to back that, minus over 1.25 goals in the first half. And because it's +115, if they score one, you will just about steal a profit on that one. But we're hoping for a good start for Juve in that game against Bologna. They're -200, incidentally, just to win the game. But we hopefully have just spied a little bit more value for you. We've had six selections over the course of the last 20-25 minutes or so, a little bit more than we usually do, but we don't mind that. Because we've got six, and this is just me pushing you, so any listeners can take this out however they want it. But if you had to select just your sort of best of those six, your most confident or the best value or whichever one that you like most, what do you think?
Well, not Juve to win this time. I'm going to go Lazio to win. Doesn't play amazingly well. Lazio to win, Asian handicap -1, -175.
Okay, that's the best of the lot we reckon this week. Okay, Daniele, thanks for your company. Daniele's at DFISI at Difisi on Twitter. I'm at Dan Robe. I might even tweet this weekend. You never know.
Why not? That wraps up. Give it a go. Give it a go. Let me know.
That wraps up the Bet Rivers Serie A weekly podcast. We'll be back next Thursday. And of course, stay across all the Bet Rivers podcasts. At Because We Win is our Twitter handle. An awful lot coming up over the course of the weekend. Daniele, have a great weekend. We'll speak next week.
You do. Bye-bye. Ciao.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Serie A on the BetRivers Network.